All right.
Tom O'Connor. He's been in here many times. We love talking to Tom because we like to learn more about the Al Siegel community of agencies, because that is an umbrella over 8 agencies. I think I know the story here a little bit.
It's actually 7 member agencies now. We've got CP Rochester, Empowering People's Independence, Medical Motor Service, the National MS Society, Rochester Rehabilitation, Rochester Hearing Speech Center, and Starbridge.
And Starbridge, right. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to be doing an event for them in a little while, too. Yeah. So what's new over there?
So, you know, Dino, we've got so many things happening. This is our 60th anniversary, so we're celebrating all year round. And we've got our Fine Tastings event coming up at Locust Hill. I believe I'll see you there.
Yeah.
So that is happening on Wednesday, September 21st at Locust Hill Country Club, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And we've got I'm excited. I'm thrilled that we're coming back in person in format. And we're going to be able to have people sampling the finest wines, spirits, and some of the great little delectables that are all around our community.
We don't have to do that virtual stuff anymore.
No, I'm so excited.
I mean, there was a lot of scrambling, and a lot of people got very creative to keep the events alive, and you know, to keep the funding going, because you guys need it.
Absolutely.
But enough of that.
Yeah. Well, and just the engagement, right? Just to be able to, people need to be in front of each other. I've said this many times, but, you know, I didn't really ever, the term social distancing didn't appeal to me. Physical distancing, I understood.
Sure.
But social distancing, that's a difficult endeavor for us. I think we all need to be together, and I think it helps for us to be able to be in person and make sure that people feel as though they're included.
So what's on the horizon here with the agency itself? I mean, what's new? What's exciting?
Sure. Yeah, great question. So we are embarking on now, as I mentioned, our 60th anniversary. So we've done all of our events are kind of wrapped around that.
Yeah.
But we are also at a place where we are, and this is a good problem to have, but also a challenge. We have run out of existing space. We're out looking for some space. We're working with some volunteers and some other folks, professionals, to help
that
us.
That whole campus on Elmwood and stuff?
Yeah, Elmwood and Wolk and Winton are all, this is, like I said, these are a good problem to have, but but just a growing need that continues in the community and us to be positioned to respond to it. So we're working with our board and our executive committee, and we're working to resolve this in the next 6 months so that we can start talking about the development of additional property.
How much space do you need?
So we need in the neighborhood of at least 30,000 square feet. So that's so we've been out, you know, searching for that. We've actually been looking for places a little bit bigger, and we've got some land that we may pull into play as well.
So you either build something or just take something over and fashion it for yourself.
Absolutely.
For your
needs. Yep. Right? And typically what we've done is we've found properties in the past. We've been very, you know, fortunate with some of the things that we've acquired where we've been able to find good value, where we're able to, you know, put buildings back into service and for pennies on the dollar. The challenge right now is, as I'm sure you're well aware, is, you know, what's going on in the construction industry.
Oh, yeah.
Labor costs, the challenges of labor, and then just building materials and escalation. This is, it's a difficult time to be doing this. However, the demand is very high for us as well, and that's what we're trying to be positioned for.
Is there any particular agency under your umbrella that needs the space, or is it just overall?
Yeah, overall. The interesting thing, and what we anticipated, you know, coming out of the pandemic, is that we would actually see some shrinking footprints. But what we've seen is people saying, you know, we're going to do hoteling, we're going to do maybe a different remote workforce a couple of days a week, but we don't want to give up the space. And our model is that we're a nonprofit space provider. And so for us, we're providing rates below market rate. That's part of what makes us competitive. And then we've got infrastructure that all the agencies can take advantage of for IT and behind the scenes type of things. So that part of it is the other, you know, the appeal. And I just think that people are really starting now to see the true value of collaboration and a model that we've had for 60 years, but it continues to be reinforced on a daily basis.
Now, Justin is still with us.
Yeah.
Is he going to be at the event?
I sure hope so.
Tell people about Justin.
Yeah, so Justin Vigder is our founder in 19...
It wasn't Al Siegel.
No. Justin Vigder is our founder. He's still a practicing attorney here in town. Justin is 94 years old. He is, he's a remarkable...
He got up and he spoke amazingly at the picnic, your 60th picnic.
Absolutely,
a month or so ago.
Eloquent and energetic, and he he's just brilliant. And one of the things that I really love about Justin is that he's continued to give back to this community. In 1962, he had this idea, along with other families, to bring together these agencies, keep them independent, but bring them together under one roof. It was an innovative model at the time. They stayed after it. They were renegades. It took them 6 years of planning and fundraising and all the work that went into opening what became the L. Siegel Center at 1000 Elmwood Avenue. But Justin, you know, that wasn't it. You know, he was our first chairman, and he has remained involved in the organization for 60 years, front and center. And yet he's done other things too. He's, you know,
Fringe Festival, right?
He's the founder of the Fringe Festival here in Rochester, and he did that in his 80s.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's really a remarkable man. And to listen to him speak, you know, what I found really interesting and even more of a highlight is that he didn't do this because he had a loved one with a disability. He did this because he just felt like it was an idea that made sense and it was the right thing to do. And I think, you know, we've seen the community's been so generous and so supportive that, in fact, it was the right thing to do. And he continues to, I hope he'll be at Fine Tastings. He's been nursing a bit of a foot injury. I know he'll be front and center for the Fringe Festival starting this week.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully he'll have the energy to join us for Fine Tastings as well. And, you know, we always love when he's able to grace us.
We should remind everybody about the walkabout, too.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You and I have been doing that together for quite some time. And,
How long have we been doing that?
You know, Dino, I'd rather not disclose that, right? We'll keep our ages and all those kinds of things to
us. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I can't
either. It's
been a long time, but yet I think, you know, we always have a great time together, and it's so nice to see people come back together at Eastview Mall. We'll be doing that Sunday, October 23rd. We'll be doing it at 8:30 in the morning. You can register now and start fundraising for your teams and be part of what will be a really fun morning a couple weeks before Halloween, but the festivities and the Halloween costume contest.
Everybody, the costumes that are so amazing, and the kids are so cute.
It's great. And it's just nice to see. For us, it's an example of inclusion to be able to say, you know, this is something that everybody can participate in, regardless of your abilities, and to know that, you know, we're as judges, right? We've talked about the hard job the judges have for the costume contest.
I never want to be that. I'm just the MC.
But everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner, and so we have a great time with it. And I love that we've been able to do this together for so long.
So you guys have been really, really pumping. Also, one of your agencies, the Rochester Hearing and Speech.
Yeah.
They're celebrating 100 years.
Yeah.
Crazy is that?
It's great. And we, as a matter of fact, we just did a gala with them Saturday night. So, and Justin was there. He was an honoree, along with they had a full house, and it was a really, really nice event. Bob Russell is the president of the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. They had a great turnout and just a real nice feel for the acknowledgement of that milestone. And I was happy to be able to, you know, participate in it as well for L. Siegel, representing L. Siegel, because they were one of the original partner agencies. So they made their home at Rochester, or excuse me, at 1000 Elmwood Avenue. They've since expanded to Greece and Webster. They've got satellite locations, and they're going to be introducing a mobile unit and services for underserved populations in our community as well.
Bob keeps telling me I got to go. Because anybody who hangs out with me knows I always go, huh?
Yeah, what? I had my hearing tested there, and it does indicate, in fact, that the years of, you know, louder music and lawn mowing and all those other kind of things have started to catch up. I'm certain that I'll be getting more services there eventually.
Oh, in my early days too, in radio, always had the headphones jacked, because you wanted to hear yourself, and you had to, you know, especially when you were doing top 40 and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
you got to bring the energy for that, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. What else you want to get out there about L. Siegel? What should people know? Do you need volunteers? Can you give without coming to an event if you can't make it to an event?
Absolutely. So you can go to lsiegel.org. We're asking folks if they have memories or history with L. Siegel to leave a milestone memory with us.
Oh, cool.
They can do that
idea.
On the website. We're sharing that through social media as well. So obviously lsiegel.org. And then, yes, you can always donate at any time. The dollars that are raised stay right here in our community. We raise funds through the L. Siegel Foundation to support our seven member agencies, as we talked about earlier. And you know, I think the really critical thing for us is that we're in a position where there are more and more needs for services. There are more and more people right. coming forward. You know, I look at what we accomplished with the Golisano Autism Center and our partnership with Autism Up and CP Rochester and the development of that building, and it reinforces the fact that, you know, the people need to work together. And yet we're not even really scratching the surface for all of the things that are needed right now.
Well, there's
community.
A lot of overlapping with some of your agencies too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a portfolio of services,
well,
if you will.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and you know, we like to think of it as there's organizations where you can almost come in and it's a one stop kind of shop, if you will. And I don't want to diminish that.
No, exactly.
But what it does offer is the fact that there is such a sense of collaboration. Our agency leaders all work together. We meet on a monthly basis and talk about, you know, strategic planning, but we also talk about how can we help each other right. make sure that we're more effective with the limited funds that we all have available to us.
And you have some housing as well, right?
We do. Yeah, we do. We have a 12 unit housing apartment down on Sanford Street in the South Wedge neighborhood, beautiful neighborhood. And mm-hmm. that's a fully accessible housing unit for us. And we've partnered actually with Person-Centered Housing Options, who they're an organization that helps homeless people find permanent
okay.
housing. So that's a newer partnership and relationship with us. We're pleased to be a part of that. You know, I think everybody's aware that we've got a growing homeless issue
yeah.
in this community.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, and there's probably underlying other things happening there, right? You know, behavioral
right.
health and
right.
mental health challenges as well. So it's good for us to be involved in that and trying to help, you know, solve that issue as well. But these are big issues to tackle, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of volunteers. So yeah, to your earlier point and question, we're always looking for volunteers.
Sure.
You know, Al Siegel gets a lot of our work done through our committees and our boards, but those folks are all volunteers. And
right.
We've got an army of them who help make things happen, you know, behind the scenes for our sports committee and for fine tastings and walkabout. So all of those committees really drive the energy and the momentum behind getting us to success.
Well, I just know you have a great crew underneath you, you know.
yeah.
They take good care of you.
They do. They make me look good, and they make my job easier, and I'm fortunate. You know, we're a very we're really, you know, an organization that is dependent on longevity and the history.
Right.
And I'm a firm believer that if you treat people the right way, it comes back around to you, and we've seen that over and over and over again.
Name the agencies again.
Sure, it's CP Rochester,
right.
Empowering People's Independence, or EPI, Medical Motor Service, National MS Society of Rochester, and then we've got Rochester Rehabilitation, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, and Starbridge.
And the event again?
Sure. So Fine Tastings is Wednesday, September 21st at Locust Hill Country Club, 5:30 to 8:30, and there's still plenty of tickets available, and we're looking forward to having a great night and bringing people back together in person, be able to give each other hugs or handshakes or
right.
air kisses or whatever it is that people are comfortable doing post-pandemic. But I really do think that you know, it's the step in the direction of being able to say, hey, let's get back to some form of what we consider normal.
Tom O'Connor, always love talking to you, bro.
Dino, love to be with you.
Are you the executive director or president? I mean, everybody's got all these different.
Yeah, I'm the president.
He's the head cheese.
Yeah,
I'm the
president, but that doesn't that just means that I get to come on the air with you and carry a title with me.
All right. We'll see you on the 21st at Locust Hill, lsiegel.org. Just that easy.